Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad, and welcome to a new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Danny Tarkanian. We'll be talking about his book, Rebel with a Cause, which is an autobiography of his father, former UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're having our part two of our discussion with Danny Tarkanian, author of Rebel with a Cause, which is an autobiography of his father, former UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian. Now, Danny, when your father came to UNLV, perhaps his greatest, one of his greatest teams, maybe his greatest team, was the Hardway Eight.
Certainly from, the most entertaining.
Right, from maybe 75 to 77. They went to the Final Four, is that correct?
Yeah, you know what happened was we talked in the last segment about my father being a zone coach, and that's
right.
What he was all the way until 75-76 season. And just before the season end started, he lost his big center. He went to the ABA draft. So he had no big guys. And my father, he had no ego. He said, who's the best pressure defensive coach in the country? And he said it was Norm Ellenberger. So he took his entire coaching staff down to New Mexico, learned how to teach pressure defense, and then because he had a bunch of really quick athletic guards, so they started a full court pressure defense, and then they'd race the ball up the court and he'd give the green light to his shooters to shoot the ball. So those two teams you're talking about, they averaged 110 points a game and 108 points a game without the shot clock or three-point line. If you think about that now, those teams would have averaged 130 plus points if they had that. And that 77 team lost North Carolina by 1 point in the Final Four, and that was a North Carolina team that had four Olympians and the Olympic coach. That was a great team. I grew up idolizing those guys, so that's my favorite team.
Well, this time, about this time, weren't you playing for Bishop Gorman High School?
Yes, yes.
Because I was a sports writer for the Reno Gazette Journal, and I covered the state tournament, and that was the first time I ever spoke to you. You were a sophomore on Bishop Gorman's team. Speaking of that, when you were, was time for you to go to college, you were recruited by the University of Nevada, Coach Chris Ault, to play football.
Yeah.
But according to the book, you were at the coach's house for a breakfast, and UNLV was playing Kentucky in basketball on TV, and you wanted to watch the whole game, but one of the assistant coaches for the Wolfpack told you to turn the TV off and it kind of turned you off from going to Nevada. Is that correct?
It sounds petty now, but when you grow up the way we did, very loyal to my father and his teams. Yeah, I was on a recruiting trip. UNLV was playing an incredible game against Kentucky. Kentucky was number one in the country. They kept it close in the very end. Kentucky started pulling away and I'm just dying inside watching the game, and the assistant coach said, "Hey, the game's over, turn the TV off." And I'm thinking, how do you treat somebody like that? This is my father.
Right.
And I wasn't sure I wanted to play football anyways. I was grew up around basketball, so there was a couple combinations why. But yeah, I was seriously considering football at UNR, and then I actually committed to come to UNR for basketball with Sonny Allen when he first got the job here. And Sonny had told my father and I that I was going to be a starting point guard, and he played like the Rebels did, raced it up the court, and I felt really good about it. And then the day I was supposed to drive up to Reno, it was in the newspaper that Sonny was bringing his son Billy to Reno and was going to be eligible right away, and he played the point spot. And my father was in Hawaii at the time. He said, "Danny, you do not go. There's no way he's going to play both of you two at the same time." And as I'm very close to Sonny now, and as it turned out, it was great for both of us. He had some great teams with UNR with his son, and my father was able to get it going again at UNLV with my teams.
Well, Danny, I covered your high school games, and I remember you in football. I think it was a 79 state championship game against Reno High. They knocked you out of the game, hitting you so hard.
Toughest players I've ever seen was that Reno team.
You came back at the end of the game and led Gorman down the field with six straight pass completions. Bobby Losey, if I have that name correct, kicks the field goal. You guys win the state championship. And I always thought that you would have been, if you would have gone to the University of Nevada, played for Coach Chris Holt, you might have been an NFL quarterback, because you had arm strength, the size, the smarts, everything you needed to be a star quarterback. Did you ever think twice about playing basketball and not football?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly thought about playing football, but I never thought I was that good. I was always a secondary sport, football, to me. I played basketball 9.5 months out of the year and football 2 months, and I had some people tell me they thought I was pretty good. Glenn Carano watched me throw one time, and he told me to give up basketball and play football. I just thought he was trying to be nice with my dad there.
Of course, he's a former UNLV quarterback from Wooster High School in Reno.
Yeah, great, one of the greats of all time from Nevada. But anyway, I never thought I was that seriously that good. If I did and thought I could have played in the NBA, NFL, I probably would have. I always played basketball, thought I was better in that. And I was. You know what? I was very limited in basketball. I wasn't very quick, and I couldn't jump at all. So I was limited in how good I was going to get.
But you were a leader on that team, and you went from Dixie Junior College to UNLV, and you were the final cog necessary to really make UNLV go, because they didn't have a floor leader, which you were. Now, I want to step ahead to 1983. It was when the Thomas and Mack Center opened. It had 18,500 seats, but your father really just wanted an arena that had about 11,000. Can you talk about that?
Well, he never thought we could sell out 18,000 seats in Las Vegas with all the other entertainment that was going on there. And he fought real strongly to try to limit the size of the arena. And he got overruled by, I think it was Wildcat Morris, who was very powerful in the Board of Regents at the time. And fortunately for the Las Vegas fans, it worked out great. Not only were we able to start selling out that game and tickets were almost impossible to get, but now you have so many other big events at the Thomas and Mack Center.
Right. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, I want to talk about maybe some ups and some downs that your father experienced after the Thomas and Mack opened up. Sure. We'll be right back. More with Danny Tarkanian after these few words.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Danny Tarkanian, son of legendary UNLV basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian. We're talking about his new book, Rebel with a Cause. Danny, I want to keep with 1983-84 because that's when Robert Maxson became the UNLV president. And then, according to you in the book, his first meeting with the UNLV athletic director, he asked if your father had done anything to use as a basis to fire him. Here your dad is, you know, one of the most successful coaches in the entire nation, puts UNLV on the map, and this Maxson comes in, he wants to fire him.
Yeah, it wasn't in my book. The athletic director, Brad Rothermel, has made that statement over and over again. Brad swears that that happened, and Maxson has never denied it. This is what happened, and I think it's really interesting. I try to lay it out in the book like this. My father fought the NCAA. He brought in a lot of kids that had problems off the court and in the classroom, and so his image was tarnished in a lot of people's eyes. To me, I think it was a wonderful thing what he was doing. He was standing up and fighting in a just organization, and he helped and gave opportunities to people that needed it the most. But for a lot of the national media people, they thought, you know, this was a bad thing, and my dad had a bad image. Well, when he came to Las Vegas, Las Vegas had a horrible image. They were considered Sin City, prostitution, the mob, so they mixed together. And when my dad, the NCAA tried to force my dad to fire him, the city said, absolutely not, we're going to stick with them. But then as the city started transforming itself in its image to be a family-oriented town, they thought, Maxim included, that my father's image brought the city down and hurt the city's image, and he should no longer be a part of it. And that was actually what led to his downfall at UNLV, that along with the pressure from the NCAA.
Do you think that Robert Maxim had an ongoing, ongoing system or ongoing way to try to push your father out as soon as he got to UNLV?
Yeah, I don't know much about his actions early on except for Brad Rothermel's quote. I will tell you that I went through all the NCAA documents when the NCAA court case was going on, and Maxim supported my father very strongly in front of the NCAA and not to ultimately have him fired. And this was in the 87, 88, 89. 87, 88 maybe. I think there came a point, and I said that in the book, that Maxim just concluded, you know, we can't continue to fight the NCAA and change the image of our town and our university with Tarkanian as a coach. And at that point, there was a system put in place. And this isn't me saying it. This is well documented. It was actually most of it was from a book called Undue Process by Don Yeager that laid out exactly what happened behind the scenes and how the administration tried to weaken my father in the view of the boosters and the media. And things fell into place for them to allow them to do so after the 91 season.
Well, one of the things that I recall that really was bad for your dad or bad for keeping him was when the Las Vegas Review-Journal published a photo of UNLV players.
Famous hot tub picture.
Yes, famous hot tub picture with the fixer Perry, who was an undesirable person. Yeah. And I'm wondering, how did the Review-Journal get that photo. Do you ever, do you think Maxson gave him that photo?
No, I talked to the guy just about a year ago, finally met with him, who did give the photo to the RJ, and he said it had nothing to do with the university. He said the RJ was really after that. The RJ publisher, Sherman Fredericks, was working very closely with Maxson and writing stories that would to weaken my father and to get him out. And this was a story that they felt would be the final straw, which it was. But when the way you worded it, it sounds a lot worse than it really is. First of all, this fixer you talked about, nobody knew his true identity when he came to Las Vegas because he had changed his name. Only later on did they learn that he was involved in point shaving. And this guy also was an AAU coach in New York City, mm-hmm. with and he coached a bunch of kids from St. John's, players from schools that were there. He happened to be the AAU coach of Moses Scurry, one of the players that was in the hot tub. So basically what you had was three players. Actually, two of them were ex-players, and Moses Scurry and David Butler, and then Anderson Hunt that were in the hot tub. The reason why that story is so benign and it should have been nothing except that the power of that picture led to the perception that something was wrong was that Moses and David led UNLV to the national championship, and they weren't even on the team that lost to Duke by two in the next year, which is everybody was not everybody. There was a rumor put out that those players had point shaved the game and lost that game. But the two players in the hot tub weren't even playing in the game. And the third one that was in the hot tub, Anderson Hunt, had 30 points, was by far our best player. So none of those guys could have been involved in anything.
Earlier, did you say that you talked to the person who gave that photo to the RJ?
Yes.
Can you say his name or her name?
Yeah, I can't remember right now, but I could find out. I know it doesn't help on the show, but sure.
Why did he give it to them?
He said that he wanted the RJ to run a story about his father and something that happened with his father, and he thought that the RJ would do this in exchange for the hot tub picture. He said how sorry he was that it turned out the way it did. And listen, that wasn't the reason why my father was fired. It just expedited things. The university had made up their mind based upon what we talked about earlier, that my father was not good for the university anymore, the university's image anymore. And they would find a way to push him out. And the NC2A was a big part of it because they were still investigating and had a new infractions committee case going on, and the university just didn't want to support my father.
What, specifically, why did your father get fired?
Sure, I talked about that
in
the book. There is basically a two-year period. In fact, I think it's really amazing. One of the great things about this book and what it explains.
Danny, excuse me, we got to stop right here to pay a bill, but we got one more segment. Let's talk about it then, okay?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back. More with Danny Tarkanian right after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Danny Tarkanian. Danny, you were talking about why your father was fired at UNLV.
I think one of the great things about this book is it lays out where they were at the pinnacle of the national championship, and so quickly how it turned. So when they beat Duke by 30 points, the largest margin of victory in a championship game.
In 1990.
They had a parade. The Strip had never seen anything like it. Then they went to the Thomas and Mack Center. It was sold out. They had this big rally. Maxim gets up and speaks at the end, and he says what a great attribute the team is for the university, and how it's so great for the university. 1 year later, we lose to Duke by two in the semifinals when we were big favorites. And all of a sudden, they forced my father out within, I think it was 6 weeks from after that loss. And what happened in the interim was there were certain people within the administration, I lay it out in the book, that were meeting with the big boosters and supporters of UNLV and saying, hey, these are the things, and they're leaking stories to the media, and they're saying, oh, this is some of the stuff going on, but there's much worse stuff. We're trying to cover up some things. There's so many bad things out there that we need to get rid of Tark just to protect Tark, because all this stuff's going to come out. And it was all a bunch of BS. But they did this, and they got the big power brokers behind them. And then if we would have beat Duke the second year, there's no way Maxim could have fired him at that time. It would have continued. But when they lost to Duke, from what we've told, Finn Frock, our athletic director, leaked it to the media saying that Stacey Ogmer was in the locker room crying after the game because he threw the game, which is horrible. That never happened. That started this point shaving type of thing. And then that hot tub pitcher gave them the excuse that, hey, maybe something did happen with the players because they're in the pitcher with the convicted sports felon. So 14 months after they're being hailed as the greatest ambassadors for the university, now these same players are said they're the thugs, they're bad, they're a horrible representation of the university. We can no longer have them represent our fine university. 14 months later, same players, same coach.
You know, when your father left UNLV, he was replaced by Raleigh Massimino, who had won his national championship at Villanova. What did you think of him?
I can't Coach say Massimino. That on TV.
You had negative.
My dad and Max Massimino were very, very close before he got the job. Then the day he got the job, Massimino stated, and he turned to the camera in his face, he said, no player will ever embarrass this university again so long as I'm the coach. And because of that statement, our relationship with Massimino ended. We thought he was an incredibly bad person. And as I lay out in the book, he cheated so badly while he was at UNLV. He fixed these grades for this player, J.R. Wright. Somebody wrote his paper, couldn't even spell his name right. They misspelled his name. And for him to say that about my father when he's such a hypocrite, I absolutely don't like the guy at all.
Well, also, he was being paid through a slush fund, wasn't he?
Sure he was, but that to me, I don't care what he got, what he makes. He can do whatever he wants. The University of Maxim set that up. He was a very bad person. He was a hypocrite, and he tried to make my father look bad when really he was a really bad person.
Did your father break any NCAA rules?
Absolutely, and he admitted that.
But they were minor.
I mentioned that. I went through this in the book. For 31 years, my father coached Division I basketball. 16 years, they had a full-blown investigation going. 4 infractions committee hearings, and not one violation was found against my father, the assistant coaches, or boosters of giving anything of substantial value, large sums of money, a car, or anything else of substantial value. What they did get my father and his coaches for was doing a bunch of minor things, such as kid doesn't show up to school, we'd have assistant coach go pick him up from his apartment and get him to school, and the NCAA would call that free transportation. And then you'd think, oh, wow, shoot, they bought him a car or something.
Right.
But no, it's driving to school. One of the violations I talked about was in the UNR game. They gave the UNR coach said that he thought his players were as good as UNLV, so my dad gave each player a copy of that newspaper so they could read it before the game, and the NCAA said that was a violation. You were given a 25-cent newspaper for free. The other things that they charged my father for was some academic violations, which I laid out in the book, all the factual basis to it to show that those didn't happen. But there was nothing given of substantial value. Again, my father felt very strongly that these kids should be able to attend the university and live like other college kids. They shouldn't be given more and they shouldn't be given less.
Danny, your father, his whole battles with the NCAA, what it did do positively is it shone some light on the NCAA's way of operation, which were not good. And it really helped change the way the NCAA did business, because so many negative stories and books came out about the NCAA and its infractions division.
Yeah, and absolutely, and that's one of the good reasons, the good timing for this book, is because people are now finally seeing that the NCAA was like what my father said they were 30 or 40 years ago, when the national perception was my father was just complaining because he was caught cheating. Let me give you another great example. They changed rules that were unfair because of my father. One of the best was this. When the team went to the Final Four in 1989, not one of our African-American kids' parents could attend because they didn't have the money to travel to Denver. The only kid that went was a white kid, his parents. So the NCAA changed that rule because it became public how bad it was and how unfair it was to those kids. But why shouldn't those kids' parents be able to watch their kids play in the biggest game of their college career?
I agree with you. Now, Danny, one more time, where can you get the book?
You can go to Amazon, punch in Rebel with the Cause, and you can buy it there.
Okay, thank you very much. I really enjoyed interviewing you, and I really enjoyed your book. I thought it was very well written, and I hope the book sales do very well.
Well, thank you. It was very important for me to get my dad's story out, and I'm very happy to be on the show. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back to wrap this up after these few messages.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Tune in tomorrow when we have part two of our interview with Danny Tarkanian, talking about his father, the legendary UNLV basketball coach, Jerry Tarkanian. Thanks for watching.